morning, everyone. I want to welcome all of you to Los Alamos County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting. Today is May, who can believe that, May 2nd, 2023. It is now 9 a.m. I'm going to ask all of you to rise for an invocation by Commissioner Luis Lopez and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Tony Hatz.
Please join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Roll call, Mr. Doran Campbell.
Commissioner Hatz.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I'm here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I'm here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Doran Campbell?
No changes, Commissioner.
I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatz?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Section 2, consideration of minutes, regular meeting minutes of December 20th, 2022. Commissioners, we have had those minutes. Do you have any comments, questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve regular meeting minutes of December 20th, 2022.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hatz?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. 2B, consider regular meeting minutes of April 18, 2023. Same protocol, Commissioners.
Move for approval of the regular meeting minutes of April 18, 2023.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatz?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Section 3, reader of correspondence, Commissioner Committee reports. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you like to go first?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Make this brief this morning. On the May 26th, we had the opportunity to attend Collectively Together. Thank God we were all available. Trinidad State College, the writing program for the youth of Los Angeles County, and it was well attended. And it was so wonderful to hear the children reading their poetry and their writings and their stories. And Mr. Frias in the audience today, thank you, Chris, for inviting us and allowing Los Angeles County to take part in that program. We're very proud sponsors of that, and we will continue to be a sponsor of that program as long as we have the funding available through the initiative that was passed a couple of years ago for our excess sales tax revenue. So all the nonprofits, please make sure that you look at that program next December when it opens up for the sharing at that time. So again, it was wonderful to be there. Thank you very much. On the 27th, myself and Mr. Lopez were able to attend the local South Central Transportation Planning Region meeting here. We have an update from all of our CDOT staff, what is going on in the community, where our roads are being worked on. We have two or three bridges out east on Highway 350, which shoe flies will be put in for the detour, so it won't be any long line of detour on county roads and just be riding around the actual bridge. And the Highway 12, I believe we have a couple up there. And then a reminder to everybody, it is a very serious issue, Highway 12, in front of the Ringo's grocery store. The signs have been placed up there for no parking in front of the store. The owner of the grocery store has applied more parking on both sides of the highway to make it safer. So let's try to remind ourselves, since it's been old habits of ours parking in front of there as we travel up and back to that establishment, to stay off in front of the store, because it really is hazardous, especially with all the heavy equipment and coming up and down the highway. From Aaron Lopez with our Council of Governments, which will be giving a short presentation today. First, during public comment regarding busing, and I hopefully we all listen to it, and our media really gets a good hold on that as well. And for both sides of that presentation today. On the 28th, I had my Front Range Passenger Rail Board meeting. We passed a resolution regarding our period of time, how we're going to start our implementing of our basically protocols for any type of advertisements and future endeavors regarding any movement on our administrative level for funding dollar amount and level. So basically, we're probably, it's on our website, you can check it out. The details are individualized for each office we have. They're up to $150,000 for expenditures through the administrator's office, through board approval as well. So all of those particulars have been worked out, they've been adopted, our legal staff has entertained them and has been voted on. So if you have any questions, please go to frontrangepassengerrail.com, look at the website. We will be having a presentation here in Los Angeles County on June 7th in regards to the future of the rail, where we're at with it. Mr. Andy Carson and Chrissy Brake will be coming to Trinidad along with Jennifer Oliver, our Executive Director of the Council of Governments, and that will be at Trinidad State College June 7th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. A complete open session with the community to ask questions. There'll be a presentation and we'll ask questions afterwards regarding the future of the Front Range Passenger Rail, where we stand with it currently, with all the districts up and down the Front Range, all the way to the Wyoming border. So I'm excited to see this moving forward. There is a funding mechanism that needs to get put in place first, but there could be also some other legislative works next session, next year, to help offset some of that funding. And that'll all be explained at the June 7th meeting. So I welcome you all to come to the meeting at Trinidad State College June 7th, and that's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Even us.
April 17th, I was able to attend the Wellness Task Force meeting. During this meeting, we discussed that's waters of the United States. During this meeting, we discussed this group's preference policy, comparing the GAP program to the Colorado program. There was resounding support for the GAP program. The Colorado program was disfavored as it drains in state waters. The majority of the group did not like extending authority to the state waters. Another item discussed was what to do with the Sackett ruling. The Sackett case pertains to an Idaho case that sought to develop private property near Priest Lake in the Idaho Panhandle. In 2007, the EPA halted the Sackett's construction and claimed that the state owned the wetland on Sackett's private property. The Sackett sued in 2008, and this case is wound through federal court for the last 15 years. So it's important to wait for the Sackett finding, for it will set a national precedent to slow down Colorado's rule, making to take the Sackett ruling into account. And this group will also realize that it would not be prudent to bring a late bill of this magnitude forward at this time. On the 24th, I attended the NACO Ag Rural Affairs Committee meeting and the Farm Bill discussion. The Senate Ag Committee, Ag Subcommittee held two hearings on the Farm Bill last week of April. The Senate panel will have a hearing today with commodity groups, and then Thursday focuses on credit and risk management. Last week, the House Ag Subcommittee held a hearing with 10 commodity groups. The general agreement was the agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage programs that need to be addressed. The top Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, said he will not support a farm bill that doesn't provide for an increase in reference prices, noting that the rates are too low and are set at the market conditions of 2012. Then Colorado took the spotlight when it passed the first of its kind rule, right to repair law. Farmers will be able to diagnose and fix their own tractors under a new first of its kind state law that proponents hope could set a national precedence for agriculture equipment. In the past, manufacturers have limited the software availability to the average farmer so that the farmer would have to take their equipment to be fixed, which is very costly. On the 28th, CCI had legislative briefings. Just talk about a couple of bills that will be affecting us here in Los Angeles County. Senate Bill 290, Natural Medicine Bill. This bill would regulate facilitators, develop rules necessary for regulation and implementation, and administer the Natural Medicine Act of 2022. No healing centers would be allowed in this bill. And a person under 21 who consumes or possesses a natural medicine product commits a drug petty offense and is subject to a fine or incarceration. It also cannot be taken off the growth site. Fortunately, the county has the right to opt out of this one. And there's a plethora of taxation bills coming forward. I want to talk about a couple. Senate Bill 23-108 allows local governments to provide temporary property tax relief through the temporary property tax credits or mill levy reductions. The bill also makes it clear that the credits can be eliminated and the original mill levy can be restored. Existing statute is clear that the temporary mill levy credits can be used to refund Tabor surpluses. And while there are some local governments that have also issued mill levy credits for property tax relief purposes, other local governments seek clarity and assurance that this is an allowable move under Tabor. Senate Bill 108 provides this clarity. Senate Bill 108 was amended to exclude the school district from lowering its total program mill levy below the minimum amount set in a state statute and to make it clear that a temporary reduction in property taxes due for the purpose of property tax relief is subject to annual renewal. Senate Bill 108 is waiting to be heard on second reading, and we took a position, the CCI did, of support. Senator Baisley and Representatives Pugliese and Frizzell were the ones that are the sponsors of this bill. Also, we had on May 1st, we had another special CCI legislative briefing on another property taxation bill. Kerry Kennedy and Representative Wiseman were there to defend their bill. This referendum would deliver property tax relief by extending the reduction in the assessment rate for agriculture and property use for renewable energy production from 29% to 26.4%, and then reduce it further to 21.9% for properties that meet both agriculture and green energy production. Number two, the proposal puts a new cap on growth of property tax collections equal to the rate of inflation. I asked two questions, knowing Los Angeles County is de-bruced. Our entities, would we be able to keep their mills at the level they are now? Representative Wiseman said yes, because they are voter approved. Number two, if in 4 to 6 years and we see assessment rates soften and property values readjust and come back down, would this bill allow the assessment rates to go back up? They said yes, and they would. Check one more page here. Sure, not leave it so. Oh, I'm making these little crippled fingers work, guys. It's tough. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, commissioners, and once again, I want to welcome all of you. My report's going to be brief. Some of the meetings we have attended together, reminding the audience, if you are so inclined to listen to the legislature debate some of the bills, we have 7 days left. And as of yesterday, there were over 100 bills still to be debated, both in the House and the Senate. One of the, thus far, we have had 612 bills introduced, 310 that came from the House, and 302 that came from the Senate. Just a couple of more questions on one of the, on the bill that we had on the property tax relief that we spoke about yesterday. Commissioner Tony Hassan, they introduced it late. We got off our meeting at 6 p.m. and the bill was introduced after that, and so I have had an opportunity to peruse. I have not read that, but one of the things, one of my questions was, in the event that property taxes go up, there is going to be an overcollection of dollars statewide. And one of the points and comments that I brought to the group was, what happens with the excess money that could be up to $200 million? Well, that money, it has an opportunity to be appropriated to K-12. My concern with that is it would have an apparent, and it's a presumption on my part, it would have a perception of kind of a payout to some of the unions and not to all. The K-12, and I understand it's so very imperative and so important, so we have asked the sponsors of the bill to clarify that question, because to give it all to only one entity on behalf of taxpayers, when I believe there's other legislation going through that makes K-12 whole. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, we have an invitation today. There's another meeting at 4 p.m. on the very same legislation. That is so imperative to pay attention to. And so go to the Colorado General Assembly if you're so interested in listening to, and then you can actually watch and or listen to either Senate or House. I had an opportunity to attend the National Association of Counties, and a reminder that Title 42 will be going away here May 11th. The discussion for all of us at the national level was that brief the counties throughout the United States, because there could be an additional influx of immigration to our counties. So that was one of the kind of footnotes that I walked away with. The other one, we had an opportunity to meet with the Secretary of Agriculture, Kate Greenberg, last week. And one of the points that she emphasized early on, the avian flu, or the bird flu, was actually taking off pretty quick and real fast. One of the good news that she provided to all of us was there is no updates on that. It didn't take off. It is actually stabilized, it appears to, throughout the entire United States. And one of the questions that came from the group was, is that pretty much nationwide? And she said, yes, they have not tracked any additional cases, so good news on that. I don't want to burden you all with some of the CCI steering committees. Senate Bill 213, Senate Bill 23-213 is actually going to be, I think it's probably going to be heard today, if I'm understanding that properly. In a sense, we have had a lot of negotiations with the governor and with the legislative bodies, and one of the things that we, the county commissioners, we had taken a position of opposition to the bill, because it would take away a lot of the local 1041 powers that counties have. And so that was one of the discussions that we had initially, was agreed upon, and it is my understanding that as of today, that might be put back on. So one of the recommendations that we gave to our Colorado Counties Inc. personnel is the minute they put those preemptive words back in the bill, we'll go back to a position of oppose. And so we may be taking an opportunity to testify against that legislation, because I believe that one size doesn't fit all. If Denver wants to do one way, they can actually do that. One of the recommendations that we have given to this group is, let us have the opportunity to opt in, not be mandated to do this whole thing. And the last update I'll provide to all of you, we had a meeting with New Elk, the mining operations here in Los Angeles County yesterday, and they're going through a tremendous challenge of bankruptcy organizations. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to get into the weeds. But if you want to have any more information, you can reach out to the mine. They're really working hard to maintain the operation and to stay open. And so for that, we were grateful that they meet with us. It's every other month, or pretty close to every other month, to give us updates as to what's going on with production, as well as with the employees. So that would be my report. Thank you, commissioners. And at this time, I'm going to go to elected officials updates. Do we have anyone on the line? County assessor. Do we have anyone from the clerk and recorder's office? Do we have anyone from the treasurer's office? Any updates from the sheriff's office? Anyone from our district attorney's office? And anyone from the coroner's office? Hearing none, I'm going to call now, this section is going to be for public comment. And first, I'm going to call Judge, I don't know how your time is, would you like to come up first?
Oh, I'd love to, yes, sir, please.
Please, I know you have obligations upstairs.
Thank you all for your time. I certainly appreciate it. Ms. Lucero, Ms. Nelson, Commissioners, Mr. Dorenkamp, a special thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp and Ms. Coberly, for allowing me to appear. I want to thank my my peers in the American Legion just to provide further support. Just some history. I failed to appear a month ago with my sincere gratitude in accepting the nonprofit grant because I had a jury trial. This was the second year in a row that I missed formal recognition and thank you to the Board of the County Commissioners. And so I explained to the American Legion folks that I'm representing here today that I want to get on the agenda and formally thank the Board of the County Commissioners for this nonprofit grant. We took a snapshot of some notes this morning, and it's not just about the money that the County Commissioners, the Board of County Commissioners has given the American Legion. I want to just briefly touch upon how engaged our county commissioners have been in the last 2 years. In the last 2 years, in addition to all their other responsibilities, these county commissioners here have attended 7 Vietnam proclamations in Fort Wooten in the last 2 years and attended annual events such as the Memorial Day Breakfast, the Memorial Day Cemetery Honors, the Armed Forces Day Parade, the Flag Day Ceremony in coordination with the Elks Lodge, the July 4th Parade in London, the Veterans Day Luncheon, the annual Pearl Harbor Day Gun Show, and the veteran-sponsored Fish Fry. These are annual events that these gentlemen attend many times on weekends, they bring their family members. And so again, it's not just the monetary support that you give the organization, it's the fact that you walk the walk and you're there at every single event that we have. And it means so much to myself, it means so much to these veterans here in attendance. I just want to take this time to formally thank you for walking the walk and showing just how passionate, how engaged you are with the veterans here in Los Angeles County. So, gentlemen, thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
I didn't know you were keeping tally.
I'd like to thank the veterans and for what you guys do. It's just a small token of appreciation as a board member of Council of Governments as well, and all the efforts you guys do for our commodities program. That program has really been a huge success, and every time I talk to Veronica Mays, it's thanks to the American Legion for making it that great success that it is. So from as a Council of Governments board member, I thank you on behalf of the Council of Governments as well for that effort. Remember what you do for all of our veterans here in Los Angeles County. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And just the esteemed members of the public, I don't know if everyone was in attendance last month because I was unable to attend with Mr. Renner and Mr. Sandoval, but the most exciting thing, we do a lot of things in the community, all these events that the county commissioners are present for, we are involved in and leading. But I'm most proud of the Veterans Trust Fund, which is being led by Mr. Renner and his wife, Ms. Bernice Renner. And in the last year, there have been, I want to say, close to $39,000 in funds that have been distributed to veterans of Los Angeles County for a plethora of different things, such as firewood for heat, food cards, we've paid mortgages, we've paid car payments, we've paid utility payments, and it continues to grow, and it's because of the work of the American Legion and Mr. Renner and his wife. So I just want to tell you thank you so much for what you do, and it's an exciting time for our community. We continue to grow this better.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think at this time it would be proper if you come and take a photo. You know, one thing that I just want to say, if we do not recognize the veterans, then I think we're missing one of the big goals and missions of the United States of America. For most of us, we enjoy the freedoms of this great nation because of the sacrifices that you all did. So personally, I'm enjoying that, and I couldn't say thank you with enough emphasis and the big letters that go there. So no, thank you to all of you, and thank you for keeping tally. Next time I tell you what moved me there.
I probably missed some.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, let's take a photo here. Jerry, come on. Sir, all of you, come on.
Green and Rodman.
Yes. Great. Come on, Ray. There you go. Cover this baby there.
I'll get the mat over here.
There we go.
What kind of polish you use? I'm going to have to get
some. I'll stay right here with you.
Two lines are looking.
There I am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
You guys again. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Judge. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Now we're getting back to work.
Thanks again for permission.
You bet.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Remaining on the same section of public comment, I'm going to call Mr. Jim Montoya to the podium. Former County Commissioner, welcome, Mr. Montoya.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning, sir.
The clock ticking for you guys to get stuff on the ballot. Just a friendly reminder from the community. You might consider getting into term limits for county commissioners on your ballot for a couple of reasons. One, out of 64 counties, 33 have already lived the term limits. And it's really important. Experience means everything, as you guys have experienced lately with testifying on bills and all the things you guys do. I know firsthand experience matters, and you guys have it now. First term, you're just learning the job. Second term, you start producing. It's like anything, whether it's football or sports or anything, it takes experience. And in the last couple of years, six counties have lifted it just for one additional term, and that's something you might take into consideration, lifting it for one more term. We do it for all, but for the rest of the year, but one term would really be helpful with your experience. You guys have a good team. We got business, education, and ag. You guys are doing a good job representing Los Angeles County. I'm proud of you guys, the job you're doing, so you might consider doing that. I think it would be good for Los Angeles County. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Do we have anyone on that subject, anyone else that would like to speak on this, on that particular subject? Mr. Faria? Either pro or con.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for having us. I would like to just speak a little bit on the term limits based on what Jim said. You know, term limits could be either beneficial or detrimental at times. In the case of our county commissioners, our board, it may be a detrimental thing as they bring a lot of previous experience, as Jim said, and experience is a very important thing. Our particular commissioners, I feel, work in harmony for the best interest of the people of Los Angeles County, and they do it in a very responsible way. They're also very active in the community, as many of you have already spoke about, and that's important because we see you out there and we know that you're sincere and dedicated to all of us as people. It's nice to see a board that doesn't cater to special interests or personal agendas. It's nice to read and hear about all the positive things that are happening in our county. Instead of all the internal fighting that you sometimes see with political agendas and so forth, especially at our state and national level. I wish we could get Congress to sit in on some our commissioners' meetings here so they can see how elected officials truly do represent us instead of worrying about their own special interests and agendas. And so for that reason, I believe that sometimes term limits can be a positive thing, and it's something that maybe should be considered for certain elected officials, and I would be in support of possibly seeing something like that, because I think it could benefit and not hinder the progress that we're seeing here in our county. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Chairman, if I could have a little latitude, if there's no one else speaking on this subject, I'm going to take a little latitude here. Just a clarification. Thank you, Mr. Montoya, and Mr. Drew for coming forward, and thank you for veterans. And this is usually a thankless job, and today we're being honored by both care groups, wanting us to stay in office longer and for what we've done with the programs that we've implemented. Just a clarification, there's two offices in Los Angeles County that are still term limited, and that would be the District Attorney's Office and County Commissioner's Office. So how it works for the last remaining office, the District Attorney's Office, that would have to be, if that was to be extended, would have to be a separate ballot measure from County Commissioners. And that would also have to be approved by the Garfield County Commissioners if they were put on the ballot. So just to clarify moving forward, if this board does move forward with some sort of ballot initiative, we'll take it under advisement by our legal counsel and our other elected officials. I believe we'll have a conversation with them to see if we have the support moving forward. But I just wanted to clarify there will be two separate ballot measures for the remaining two offices if any term limits were to be considered being lifted. Myself, and I'll come out personally and say it right here in the open session, as I've always been truly 100% transparent with you, I would be in support of what Pueblo County did. And what they did was they did a three-term term limit. That was something I would think it would be appropriate for commissioners moving forward, and I would support that at this time. But we'll take it under advisement and go from there. But I thank you all for your support today. This has been amazing.
Thank you. Anyone else on the subject of term limits? Otherwise, we're going to move to other signees. We have Mr. Aaron Lopez with South Central Council of Governments. Would you like to come up, sir? A lot of Lopez is here today.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me. Yes, my name is Aaron Lopez. I'm the Transportation Director at Council of Governments, and we operate CDOT's Mustang Outrider, Trinidad to Pueblo Road. And for anybody not familiar, Mustang and Mustang Outrider is the state's transportation network. And we began service of this route, Trinidad to Pueblo, March 23rd, and it's been going pretty well. We've had 27 days of operation, a total of 124 passengers as of the end of April. We've only had one day where we've had zero passengers, and we've had a couple days with as many as 14 passengers. The most traveled leg of the trip, so the Trinidad to Pueblo route, it stops in Trinidad, Aguilar, Walsenburg, and Colorado City. And we go twice a day. We depart Sexy Pizza is where the bus stop is. It departs at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. And most traveled leg of the trip is Trinidad to Pueblo. The second most is Pueblo to Trinidad. And the third most is Pueblo to Walsenburg. And in an effort to promote the service, we began fare-free in March, and we've decided to continue fare-free for the end of April. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lopez. Thanks for coming.
I got one question for you.
Yes.
Do you keep track of, do our military veterans, do they use this to, we're hoping that's what this is this thing.
Yeah, it's certainly available to everyone. But this is a little different service than the service that we typically run, where you don't have to call ahead and schedule. So we don't really know who is using the system and what for. Just anybody simply just has to show up and get on board. But yes, it's certainly available for veterans.
Mr. Lopez, and one of the qualifications that I really enjoyed when you mentioned to us last week at the meeting, that once they go to the transportation center in Pueblo, they connect either if somebody wants to go to Denver, Colorado Springs, and or even within the Pueblo, and the routes are beginning to be enhanced. And one of the good points that you mentioned, people from Pueblo are coming down to Trinidad as well, so that's really great.
Yes.
And the fee, just for the audience to know, the $15 to Pueblo?
Yes, so when we do implement the full fares, it will be $15 one way between Trinidad and Pueblo.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Lopez. Appreciate it very much.
Please, Mr. Rowan. Yes.
Ray Odom, Veteran Service Officer, and this deals with veterans transportation. I'm glad that you did come up with that program. That's one of the things that we do have a problem with, is a lack of veterans moving from Trinidad up to Pueblo, up to Colorado Springs. I know you didn't too much say anything on the Springs, but those are the VA centers that we have. And I know we have DOE down there in right turn that goes up to Albuquerque. So that's a great thing, but I really would like to get with you and also with the American Legion, because we do help veterans pay for transportation to move up in that area. So again, you definitely fill that gap in that we have.
That is exactly why I asked Mr. Lopez to come today. We can promote this route, to promote this whole bus thing, and for it all ties in with the Fermi passenger rail as well. We can build this ridership up for this program. We'll have a lot more ease of opportunity of passing some ballot measures in the future for our area. So this is the whole purpose of it. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, sir. Let me call on Ms. Jennifer Riley.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm just returning back today to find out, but I talked to Phil earlier. We've got more information about that abandoned road that I have between my antique store and Mr. Binder. So we're just waiting on the process of how we can get that done. And I think Phil's going to talk to the county attorney today. And that's why I showed up today, is just to kind of find out where we are on that abandoned road.
Well, thank you so much. Mary Henley from Mount Carmel Veterans.
Good morning, County Commissioners. And
good morning.
My name is Mary Heine. I'm with the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. I just took the position as the Veterans Resource and Community Development Coordinator, kind of a long title. So I'm fairly new to the community. I just moved from Oklahoma. I am myself a veteran, and I continue to serve in the reserves. And when I moved to this community, I didn't realize how much y'all did for veterans, and I'm truly impressed. This is a great community, and I'm so happy to be here and to also be another resource for our veterans in the community, as well as our family members. And do you have any questions for me?
I think my recommendation would be really to connect with Mr. Rayoto.
Yes, sir. We work closely already, so we're just going to continue that relationship and go even further with that.
I gotta make a comment. I gotta apologize again profusely. I missed that call. So I'm building a new house, and was having it delivered. And I had a call with Mary and with Colonel McLaughlin, and and Sal was supposed to be their cats. And anyway, I get a text message from Sal, Commissioner, are you gonna make the call? And I'm watching my house come down the road that they're about to put onto the foundation. Totally spaced this meeting. I think it was my fault. I didn't see the calendar invite, but anyway, I apologize profusely.
No problem, sir. I prefer in-person meetings as well, so.
Well, you can ask anybody in this room. If you're not there 15 minutes earlier, you're late. I grew up in a military family, so I get that, and I respect your time, and I apologize.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted, and certainly once again, going back, I think you, the two of you probably can work together and enhance the services for our veteran community.
Absolutely, sir. And also, I'm a new member of the American Legion, so it's so great to see everything that you all do for each other. And I also have my business card, and
please,
I can hand these out.
Please.
And while you're doing that, Mary, I'd like to tell everyone that I was able to meet Mary at the Council of Governments Food Distribution. So she's already gotten 2 feet in assisting our community. So welcome home to you, Mary. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else online, anyone online that wishes to use this section for public comment, please unmute yourself or raise your hand. Any public comment online? We're going to move otherwise. We're going to move to from section 5 to section 7. And definitely, I want to say this because, you know, as Commissioner Luis Lopez said, most days we expect a comment, and it's going to be a little tough one. But today, I mean, we're really honored to see all of you. Come back more often. We can use the build up. It's really great.
If we have to buy donuts, we'll do that.
Thank you so much. So we're going to go to section 7, new business. Consideration of Mesa de Maya, PIT's annual report, map, and fee. Mr. Durenkamp.
Commissioners, before you is our annual report, map, and fee for Mesa de Maya, PIT, and submit to the Colorado Department of Reclamation. The Mesa de Maya is a 110 permitted PIT. Fee is $323 and S support to approve.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any questions, any discussion, commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve Ms. Maya Pitt's annual report and app and fee.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Rieselton?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. 7B, consideration of Sandoval Spit annual report, map, and fee. Back to you, Mr. Garland.
Commissioner, similar to the bid that you folks just approved, the submission of the report, map, and fee. Same with the Sandoval bid, it's a 110 permitted bid.
Same thing.
Commissioners? Thank you, sir. Same protocol.
I would move for approval of the Sandoval PIT annual report, map, and fee.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Rieselfest?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Rieselfest?
Yes. Consideration of unwind PIT's annual report, map, and fee.
Same with this unwind PIT. It's a 110 permitted PIT, $323 fee. That supports approval.
Same protocol, commissioners.
Motion to approve Unwind PIT annual report, map, and fee.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Rieselfest?
Yes.
Commissioner Rieselfest?
Yes. 7D, consideration of IFP 23-F001 Fairgrounds Basketball Court. Mr. Durenkamp.
Commissioner, we solicited bids for the construction of a basketball court at the Fairgrounds complex within the Park of Pitts area. With following results, CRH landscape $69,826, EGD construction $47,371. On top of concrete, although their bid submission was late, $65,657. I'd also like to add that New Elk Mine submitted an endowment to us, or gave the county an endowment of $15,000 to help construct this basketball court. I spoke with our finance director, Christy Coberly, who's going through a nod right now, that's why she's not able to attend. We do have the funds to pay for the balance of the bid, a little bit of $47,371 out of our COCO lottery funds.
Thank you.
I ask the board to approve EGD's construction's bid of $47,371.
Mr. Durenkamp, for the audience, can I ask you, I don't know if you can share screen and put the blueprint of the basketball court. It's a full basketball court. I didn't mean to throw that curveball in there. It's basketball, not baseball. So
I should have been right. I'm mistaken. Commissioner, I don't have that on.
That's okay. That's absolutely fine. So anyway, one of the comments before we go to the motion to approve is for our community. This Board of County Commissioners has taken it serious to upgrade and enhance the county fairgrounds and to open it more for families. And a few years ago, there was a lot of improvements. We're going through a master plan and hoping to have the funds via grant there, so on, to continue to work on that facility to invite more families to use their property there. So, commissioners, any other questions on this particular issue? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
For approval of IFB 23-F001, Fairgrounds Basketball Court DD, for $7,371.
A long time coming, second.
Commissioner Eastlopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Eastlopez?
Yes. And Mr. Dorenkamp, can you, what is the estimated time of completion?
Commissioners, I believe I have the end date. I want to see the latter part of October. I've not talked with the contractors, so when they believe they can get started and complete the project, since it hasn't been awarded yet, so I do not have a definitive time for it.
And Chairman, if I may, we started this revitalization of the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds 6 years ago. And the first grants that came in, I believe you two were first year in office when we got the Kaboom project done.
Yes.
The community started with that. So I thank you for your support for supporting this program and moving forward with the fairground renovations.
Thank you, sir. 7E, consideration of appointing Gary Terry as county surveyor. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, I'm going to rely upon the expertise of our council to help me through this. Since it wasn't an election, since no one was elected, I'll defer to council.
Commissioners, as you know, we did not have anyone on the ballot for county surveyor in the last election. Under Colorado statute, it says that the office of the county surveyor is at any time vacant. The Board of County Commissioners shall, within 6 months after the vacancy occurs, appoint some suitable and qualified person who need not be a resident of the county to fill the position of surveyor until the next general election. It does not require a resolution, it just requires that you take action to appoint somebody to fill that and fill the position until the next general election. That office became vacant on January 9th, I think, or whenever the office showed her. So, soon we'll be coming up on that 6 months, so some type of action needs to be taken. And I believe Mr. Dorenkamp included in the packet a letter from the previous county surveyor, Mr. Gary Terry, stating that he was interested in that position and he would consider that.
He's very stingy with his words, too. There's two sentences here.
And also, so in 2024, if he would be interested, he would have to put his name in the ballot.
Correct. He would only stay on until the next term.
Thank you so much. Any other discussion, commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the appointment of Gary Terry as county surveyor.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Eastlopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. 7F, consideration of Perry Stokes Industrial Park conceptual plan. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, before you for your consideration is Perry Stokes Industrial Park Conceptual Plan approval. The FAA requires, I've got three steps. We work with our consultants to develop conceptual plan, industrial park plan out of the airport, Perry Stokes Airport. And as a part of the property that we're looking at will be termed non-aeronautical use, so we're able to develop industrial park out there. That being said, it takes elected officials and approval of that conceptual plan by the FAA, if I understand all the emails that we exchanged back and forth with consultants that asked the board to approve industrial park conceptual plan and deem those certain properties that we've got out there as non-aeronautical. And I believe the signature is required on the conceptual plan map that is attached in your packet.
Thank you, Mr. Vernon. Can I put one question personally? What is the acreage that we are considering under this conceptual plan?
I believe the current acreage right now is 12 acres, I want to say, which is what would be north of the County Road 38. That is, it's on the north side of the airport, and west, I think it's 86 or 87, that was north and south, right at the airport. It's the area that's highlighted in green, that light green. We have to develop that first, and once we get that developed, then we can look at the area that's highlighted in purple and green in your map there to be deemed non-aeronautical use. The FAA wants us to develop light shade green area first, get that developed, and then we do that other portion.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, additional discussion?
I'd like to just say I'm glad to see this moving forward as well. Another project for Los Angeles County to possibly make this airport self-sustaining or not such a burden on the taxpayers. You know, the fairgrounds is exactly the same type of issue, where we can renovate these properties, make them accessible to the community, and have some revenue come in for these properties owned by the county, so it's not such an expenditure on the taxpayer at this time. So I'm very thankful to move forward with this project.
And if I could have one more comment, thank you for bringing that up. Speaking of the cost of this, this was actually paid for conceptual plan, hiring consultants to do the work, half from the Department of Local Affairs grant and half through the capital funds. So it's paid for the plan.
And if anyone out there would be interested in partnering with the county to manage and operate an airport, we are open for a conversation.
Council of Governments, transportation, maybe?
Yeah. Bus time to the side of
life stand.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, commissioners. Any further conversation on that? I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the Bird Stokes Industrial Park conceptual plan.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Pease?
Yes. 7G, consideration of appointing a planning commission member. Mr. Duran County.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is appointing a member of the planning commission member. Planning commission member, you still have one vacancy, at least, that I'm aware of, on the planning commission, and someone has expressed an interest in filling that position. So I'd like the board to consider
just to put it out there, we will have, we're going to fill the last opening, and we will have another one of our long-time planning commission members is planning on retiring from the board. We will still have another opening if anybody is interested. We will be advertising that.
Another invitation to our community to federal involvement.
So this would be, Mr. Duran, just a request. This time we'll make formal plan or actual resolution at our next board meeting.
The resolution will be introduced for the
consideration
today of the resolution.
So the request is a member that's been on it for a while at Cromer.
Well, his term expired because he was unavailable.
Available.
And so we feel that this is filling. From the, we have one that passed away several years ago, and so we still have that opening.
Sure.
So we
got it.
We'll give that
thank you. And thank you for that information. Any other discussion? I will entertain a motion otherwise.
Will you approve the appointing Planning Commission member Edward Cromer?
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reeselman?
Yes.
Commissioner Pease?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Duran. For consideration of resolution number 23-013, appointing an E911 Authority Board of Directors. Mr. Duran, and I think we have a resolution that goes with that. Would you please read that?
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, making an appointment to the Los Angeles County E911 Authority Board of Directors. Resolution number 23-013. 13, whereas through an intergovernmental agreement between IGA and Sandals County and the City of Trinity created Los Angeles County Emergency 911E, E-911 imprint authority, and whereas the E-911 authority is governed by a non-member, by a nine-member board of directors appointed for the purpose of providing policy guidance and direction to the operations of two-way radio dispatching emergency service providers within Los Angeles County, the City of Trinidad, including law enforcement, fire response, emergency medical services, and whereas, as set out in the IGA, Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners is authorized to appoint three persons to represent Los Angeles County E-911 Authority Board of Directors, and whereas a vacancy exists on the Board of Directors for a position due to the resignation of the board members subject to appointment of the Board of County Commissioners, and whereas recommendations for appointment were duly sought by Los Angeles County qualifying entities have made an appointment recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners attached here to and made part of this resolution. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County follow that. Board of County Commissioners hereby forms appointment of Mr. Darren Kolakowski to serve the remainder of the term due to the resignation of Mr. Rick Quinn from the date of this appointment until April 2024. On motion made, second, affirmative vote. This resolution was adopted the second day of May 2023 by the Board of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature.
Thank you, sir. Any additional discussion, commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of resolution number 23-013, appointing an E911 Authority Board of Director Darren Kolakowski.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 7I, consideration of liquor license renewal for Buckhorn Bridge Outfitters LLC DBA Monument Lake Resort. Council.
Commissioner, the application is complete. I have no questions.
I have a question for council. I see it on the application, the $100 times three. Is that for the extended license that was requested that was separate last year to include on an annual renewal with the three locations?
I believe so, because it has been all three, but that would be more of a misadapted question.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm assuming, but I just wanted to get clarification on that. I don't think we have anybody from the clerk's office, but we can ask that question to make sure that this entity is able to move forward with their Caveman Music Festival. And that was the purpose of implementing that additional three locations for serving alcohol for that that Labor Day weekend concert, the three-day concert. So that was the purpose of that last year, if I remember correctly. I just would like to remind ourselves and the community and myself that I will check with the clerk's office so that the applicant won't have to be concerned with that illegal. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. Commissioner has any other questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve liquor license renewal for Buckhorn Bridge Outfitters LLC DBA Monument Lake Resort.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. 7J, consideration of liquor license renewal for Bill and Tina Hallmark DBA Picket Wire Lodge and Store. Council.
The application is complete. No contents.
And no additional licenses.
I have no questions.
Thank you. Let's go through the same procedure, commissioners. No questions. I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the liquor license renewal for Bill and Tina Hallmark DBA Picket Wire Lodge and Store.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. 7K, consideration of CDOT Aeronautics Discretionary Aviation Grant Resolution for Perry Stokes Airport. Mr. Doran Camp.
Mission 40 for consideration is Color Vision of Aeronautics Discretionary Aviation Grant Resolution. I ask the board to approve this. This goes in conjunction with taxiway improvements that will be happening out at the Perry Stokes Airport.
Commissioners, questions, discussion?
Amen. Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve, CIR non-discretionary aviation grant resolution for Prairie Springs Airport.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Smoker?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. 7L, discussion and consideration of regular meeting that falls on holiday July 4th, 2023. Mr. Darlington, we can have a picnic in here.
I'm okay with that. It was brought to my attention by administrative assistant Paul Rosero that July 4th is actually falls on a Tuesday, the first Tuesday of July. So the question is whether or not the board wants to reschedule that meeting or just wait until the third Tuesday when your typical board meetings are, or if you want to put it on the second Tuesday of the month or any other time.
My opinion would be that we can move it a week forward.
Okay.
So
I'm good.
Good with that.
So July 11th.
July 11th.
Counselor?
A week forward or a week later?
A week later, yes.
Okay. I was confused by the word. Yeah. So
July 11th.
July 11th, I'm okay.
July 11th. And we may pause, then the following meeting will be on July 18th, just to get us back to our schedule. Okay. So I think you have the recommendation, sir. Any other discussion on that? Let's go to 7M, this consideration of... Yes, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the regular meeting that falls on a holiday, July 4th, 2023, to be moved to July 11th, 2023.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Smoker?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes. Consideration of letter recognizing an access road onto County Road 43.7, Mr. Darlington.
Commissioner, the town of Bangor has asked the board to recognize that there is an access road onto our County Road 43.7 as part of their improvements to their pond, for lack of a better way of describing it, that would help them with their water systems there at the town of Aguilar. So I ask the board to approve this letter. And I think they need it as part of their funding from the Department of Agriculture, their rural development agency grant that they've got. So I ask the board to approve submitting this letter to the town of Aguilar. We then forward it to the Department of Agriculture as part of their.
So the county does have 43.7 on the inventory of county roads.
Yes, it's a county road that's paved going west southwest of Aguilar.
Okay.
And there is one access road near there, near the town of Aguilar's pond, that has been there for decades. So it's someone has an access road. That's for the letter. I'm not sure who actually has that. The permission to use that road, but there is a road there.
And I want to thank you for clarifying to the town of Aguilar that indeed we are certifying that 43.7 exists, but after that, there is no additional authority to get into any adjacent properties unless they have a right of way. So
now, who maintains our road?
We maintain 43.7, but I'm not sure who maintains that access road.
We won't have to maintain the access road.
No, sir.
Commissioner Lopez?
I know that the reason they need it is to have access to get to this pond. I'm just making sure we don't put the county in any jeopardy with the way this is written. We don't. And I don't think we have any problems with legal counsel or concerns to them.
No, the way Mr. Darnkamp wrote this is very, covers the county.
So the burden would be on the town of Aguilar getting permission to use that access road. So I'm bound with that.
The commissioners, if there is no additional discussion, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the letter recognizing access road on County Road 43.7.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Smoker?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson?
Yes, section 8, financial matters, consideration of bills and payroll for the second half of April 2023, and we have Finance Director Coverly online, but we have Admin Assistant Lucero. Would you
So the payroll for the ending date of April 30th is $201,848.03. And bills paid on April 19th were totaling $212,577.51. That is all.
Commissioners, any questions on the financials?
It looks like she made a few clarifications in one here.
Yeah.
Bishop Creek study ground for $16,000.
I have another question. And I see that we, and Karen is gone, we did submit the Central Council of Governments, so.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Commissioners, I'll entertain a motion to approve financials.
Move to approve the bills and payroll for the second half of April 2023.
Second motion.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hatch?
Yes.
Commissioner Keys Lopez?
Yes. Come to the wonderful section 9, executive session. The board will meet in executive session under CRS 246-402-4B. Confirm with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. 9A, potential lawsuit. Do I have a motion to go?
So moved.
To, thank you.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Phoenix Lopez?
Yes.
15 minute
recess.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Where's the cowboy hat?
Where's the what?
Cowboy hat.
In the closet.
So are they going to want sponsorship this afternoon?
I'm sorry?
They going to ask for sponsorship this afternoon?
Rodeo.
Man, I saw the prices on that. It's as much as to go to Monument Lake, $120 for 3 days or something. Or is it $49 a day?
With prices.